We men have been led to believe that the inner world of a woman is filled with secrets and gardens and forbidden lusts and treasures that we can only imagine. And the reality is quite different. It's filled with contradictions and conceits, I think, more than anything else. But this belief that we carry puts us at a distinct disadvantage as we try to have relationships with women. So today, I'm going to do everything in my power to give you some insights based on my 60 years of experience, 20 years marriage, 25 years raising children, girls, and the many, many women that I have spent time with. Hopefully, it'll even the playing field just a little bit. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. In many of my past videos, I've talked a great deal about the amount of fear that women experience. And I think that's an important place to start because it is foundational to their personalities. And I don't think we men take it seriously enough. Women are in a constant state of fear compared to you and I. Now, I'm not saying they're over the top scared to death, like they're, you know, on the verge of some kind of a breakdown all the time. That's not the case at all. But their general level of fear is much, much higher than ours. And this leads to an inferiority complex that they have. And that's the next thing. Yes, despite all the screaming about how women are better than men or just as good as men and all that stuff, the truth of the matter is they have a very significant inferiority complex. They go through life feeling like they're not quite good enough all the time. And this is a theme that you will see anywhere and everywhere. And once you start recognizing this inferiority complex, you're going to see it all the time. It's crazy. And the next thing that comes up is their neuroticism. So when you're afraid and you feel like you're not good enough, being neurotic is just part of the package. You know, they just have this extreme neuroticism that they just can't get over. What that means is they worry about everything all the time. It's a combination of fear and worry. I think they were programmed this way so they could take care of children. But in the modern world where so many women are, you know, childless, all this neuroticism has nowhere to go. So guess what? It goes to you. Yeah, they're constantly worried about all things all the time. Now, they don't want you to know this because they know that it's crazy. They understand the way this looks from the outside, but these characteristics are part and parcel to who they are. The inner world is so chaotic that I've spoken to many women who just wish they weren't living inside their own heads. You know, I think they are aware of it. They realize that they have these problems and they struggle with them. They literally struggle with them all the time. But how do you get out of your own head? You know what I mean? Even when you have an awareness for the problem, that doesn't necessarily make it go away. It just makes you aware of how crazy you are. And I think a lot of them have this going on all the time. These emotional states that they find themselves in can be extreme, and they're aware of it also. So God bless them with their menstrual cycles, man. But they can go from being really quite happy and content one moment to just being in the darkest of all possible places the next. They can hit the level of darkness that we men rarely experience in our lives, and they will experience it 3 times a day. I kid you not. They will go from feeling completely fine one day to feeling so sad and despondent the next day that they have a difficult time just getting up in the morning, that they really have difficulty just facing the day. Now, I'm not giving you all this information so that you can feel sorry for them or you can, I don't know, in some way identify with them. I mean, I think that you can if you wish, but I think it's more important that you just understand them so that when you're dealing with them, you have a sense for what you're dealing with here. You're not dealing with another guy. I think men think that we can communicate with women in the same way that we would men, or they would be in the same receptivity as other men are. Yeah, they're not like that at all. No, they're completely different. And these emotional swings is just one part of the package. So you don't know what you're getting at any given moment. You could be talking to her about something just completely innocuous, and suddenly she will fall off a cliff emotionally and be upset and angry and sad, and you will think, what did I say? What happened? And it will have had nothing to do with you. It'll have nothing to do with you. You were just there when it happened. Of course, when a woman's going through menopause, it's like she's going through a period every day. Because her hormones swing up and down and up and down just throughout the course of a single day. At least when they're younger, the hormones swing on a monthly basis. You know, they go with the lunar cycles. But when they are going through menopause, yeah, all that goes out the window. Now they are just, it's like a gamble every single time you talk to her, because the emotions could be high, they could be low, based on what her hormonal state is at that time. And quite frankly, it's something they don't have a ton of control over. I think that some women who have a very heightened level of awareness for what's going on in their bodies might be able to measure their reaction to men at different times, but most women aren't in that state of mind. They're not going to have that level of awareness where they realize what they're experiencing, why it's happening. They're just going to be sad or angry or whatever. They're going to be emotional about one thing or another, and you're just going to be the guy that gets the brunt of it. So just prepare yourself. As long as we're talking about mental illness here, anxiety and depression. You know, a quarter of women at any given time are on a pill for anxiety or depression, and as many as half of them will be treated for anxiety or depression during the course of their lives. So they do have some sense that there is something going on in them that doesn't feel normal. They don't realize what the cause of it is, so they become very dependent on pharmaceuticals for a large part of their personality. They're trying to control the extremes. So you'll find that women will take medication that is good for both anxiety and depression, like these SSRIs, which, by the way, have no evidence of actually working in the real world with the vast majority of people. It is truly a placebo effect for most people. Now, I know there's some that are extremes that maybe it's effective for them, but the vast majority of people, it doesn't work for them at all. And in fact, the doctor who invented SSRIs, so I'm talking about selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, you know, has published papers on it and say, look, we were completely wrong. This shit doesn't work. There's no evidence that this actually makes a difference. But the pharmaceutical companies keep pumping it out and women keep buying it. So they take these things all day long. They take a pill to help them get to bed at night so they can sleep. And oftentimes they're going to take something in the morning to get them up. So they're constantly regulating their state of mind with pharmaceuticals just to exist. And they realize that this isn't right. They realize this isn't healthy. They know that there's something wrong with this, but they have no control over it. Again, they see the chaos in their brains. They understand that it's difficult to manage. They've got to live with it because they can't escape it. So they're looking for anything they can find to help them regulate it. I mean, that's truly the craziness that they have going on inside them. And they know it. They know it's crazy. They absolutely are aware of it. They just don't want you to know it. Another thing they don't want you to know is they've got a voice in their head. And this voice is extremely judgmental. It's always holding them accountable to some standard that is completely vague. There's no outline for what the standard actually means. And if you hit that standard, you don't hit that standard, there's no way of knowing. There's no way of knowing whether you're achieving the standard. So they're living in this world where they're constantly judging themselves with this voice in their head, trying to reach some standard that is really technically unreachable because it's not well defined. But then they take that voice and they turn it around, not just from inside, but they look outward and they look at all the people around them. And those people who are closest to them are going to be subject to the same standard as well and the same judgment. So when you combine the emotional ups and downs, the chaotic craziness in their heads, and now you've got this judgment that's going on, and are you good enough? Are you being good enough? Are you achieving the standard? Are you living up to whatever belief she believes that you need to live up to, that she needs to live up to? So she's judging herself, she's judging you, she's judging other people. She's trying to figure out whether or not she's good enough. But in doing that, she's also trying to figure out whether you're good enough. And this goes on constantly, constantly. And so when you get criticism from her, it's not that she's necessarily trying to emasculate you. She really isn't. Most of the time, maybe there may be times when she is, But she just has this voice that's constantly judging anything and everything. Are you good enough? Are you a good enough woman? That's what they're trying to do. Are you doing the things that a woman should do? One key characteristic that's easily identifiable, and we've talked about this at length as well, is that women have this built-in drive. I mean, it's something that they're not even aware of, but it's constant, and it motivates them on almost all levels, and it is their need to feel safe at all times. And this need for safety, I don't know if that's primordial, if that's something that goes all the way back to the beginning of time, but it doesn't just apply to physical safety. Like what we would think of as being safe means you're not being threatened by someone. To them, safety is a completely different animal. I mean, it's emotional safety, it's psychological safety, it's financial safety, it's physical safety, it's all of it. And if at any time they don't feel safe, they're going to move to a place where they feel safer. So what we men tend to interpret largely as hypergamy, meaning a woman's desire to find a man of equal or better value than her, is also partially driven by that need for safety. They want a guy they know can protect them and provide for them under almost any circumstance. So if you are going through a hard time in your life and you're married to a woman, God bless you, because there's a good chance that as soon as that hard time hits, she's already starting to take a look at her options. She's starting to look around and try to figure it out. Now, she will never obviously admit this to you. There's no way she's going to come clean about this. But trust me, she's doing it. Whether she's subconsciously doing it, whether she will take any action on it, completely different thing. But on a subconscious level, she's already looking around saying, well, if this doesn't work out, I can always go there. I can always do this. She always has a plan B in the works. May not be uppermost in her mind, but there is a part of her that is seeking out a refuge just in case things don't work out with you. This is going on all the time, automatically. They are looking for their next landing spot. I guarantee it. And you can ask any woman, and she will, if she's being honest, she's going to have to agree with you on that. Self-preservation kind of goes along with that, and it is primary in a woman's mind, preserving herself at all costs. The only time that this may get overridden is when there are children involved. So she is going to do anything and everything in her power to preserve herself, and she will not sacrifice herself for you. So don't expect it. Don't expect her to be self-sacrificing, because that's not in her DNA. She will never sacrifice herself for you. She may sacrifice herself for her children, but that's not a given either. That's not an absolute. Some women won't. Some women will just let them go, like whatever. I've seen it many, I don't want to get into the details, but I've seen it many times where women will step aside, or they'll sacrifice their children in order to preserve themselves if they feel like it's in their own best interest. They will do that. Women are competitive. They are very competitive, especially with other women. They're always looking around to see who the potential threats are to their safety. And they see other women as a potential threat to their safety much of the time. What's really interesting about them is they're very passive aggressive. So they will appear to be quite friendly and cordial with many women that they see as competitors. I've seen it in my own life on several occasions. A long, long time ago, my ex-wife was working for a TV show, and she was considered to be the host of the show for a while. They were considering her, but she wasn't very good on camera. So they hired a woman who was younger and prettier and had lots of experience being on TV. And the two of them became friends, if you want to call it that. But I heard all the frustrations and the anger and the resentment and the jealousy behind the scenes. You know, I heard what she was really, really thinking. She was sharing her emotions with me about this whole experience. When we were together with that other woman, oh, it was like they were best friends. But behind the scenes, if that woman accidentally got in a terrible car accident and was unable to perform, I swear my wife would have been happy for that. I know that sounds evil. I know it does. And I don't want to say happy. That's probably too strong a word. But she would have been okay with that, if you know what I mean. Going along with that competitiveness, women will not forget any perceived insult against them. Any. insult. What I'm talking about here is not like a typical insult, like you yelled at her, you screamed at her, or you called her a name. Just anytime they feel like someone has tried to undermine them or has tried to make them look less than, or even if it wasn't an intentional act, if someone else put them in a position that may not have been ideal, women don't forget that. They tuck that away. I mean, they're always looking for threats. And if they see someone has done something that they feel strongly about that doesn't make them feel safe and in their world, well, they're going to tuck that one away because they want to recognize who the potential enemies are. And of course, if you're the husband and you're living in a world with her, and you're not meeting her, you know, inner voice's standard of whatever needs to be done, you will be determined to be a potential threat, and she will start keeping a file on you, and she's going to use that file to protect herself. And of course, the way she will end up protecting herself more often with you is by trying to emasculate you. She will use these things as weapons to hurt you, to make you feel like you're not up to the task, like you're unworthy in some way. The emasculation just starts to come, and they realize not too soon into a relationship, or not too late into a relationship, that this is a tactic that they can use regularly. Women are frequently associated with empathy and compassion. Now, I think they get this because if you've seen them with a baby or with young children, you can say, wow, they're really, really good with kids. There's a lot of empathy and compassion. They seem to have a connection there, and it's really brilliant and beautiful. Don't conflate that empathy and compassion with something that she can share with you. That is very, very unlikely. She will not be that sweet angel that your children are experiencing when she's with you. Now, sometimes it may happen, but when push comes to shove, the empathy and compassion will get shoved, trust me. You will not experience that, especially if you're going through a difficult time and you're asking her for help. There's a very strong possibility that she will not feel very empathetic or compassionate towards you, and she will expect you to just kind of pull yourself up by your bootstraps. So just have that in mind. I think a lot of guys get into marriages and relationships because they're looking for nurturing, and they think empathy and compassion is what they're going to get from a woman. And you might get it sometimes, but I wouldn't count on it. I would not bet my ranch on that one. I've got a strong feeling that in most cases, what you think you're going to get in this situation is not what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of judgment and criticism rather than empathy and compassion. Women are very much aware of their celebrity status in society. They understand that society as a whole kind of puts them on a pedestal, and we men frequently do this. I think there's a large percentage of our male population that is in the habit of putting women up on a pedestal and making them feel like they're better than everybody else. What these guys don't realize is that women already have that feeling. Like, you don't need to make them feel like a celebrity. They already believe they're celebrities. They understand how society values beauty, and how their youthful beauty gives them a ticket to get almost anything they want. They can manipulate so many sets of circumstances to their advantage just because they're young and attractive. I hang out with my daughters a lot, and they are both cute, and they've got lots of good friends, and I hear them talking about it, and you know, it's just so built into them. You know, they just see it, they recognize it, and they use it without even thinking. I don't think they even think of it as a manipulation, because it's just so part and parcel to who they are. They're just behaving in ways that fit naturally in their habitat, and they can use this power of celebrity to, you know, change the outcomes of situations that you and I would have no chance in whatsoever. You know, people would not be interested in our opinion or idea or thoughts on something at all. Dibu, come back. Women are also aware that we men have a scarcity mentality. They understand that we value them a great deal, and the prettier they are, the more power they have over us. And they understand that we have a little bit of an inferiority complex when it comes to beauty. And so they can use their beauty in many cases to manipulate men to achieve just about anything they want. So keep that in mind. The celebrity status and the scarcity mentality that men have are part of their awareness of society and how they fit into it. And they will use these techniques or these truths to achieve whatever ends they have in mind. The biggest secret that women don't want you to know is that in order to have a healthy relationship with them, you're going to have to do something that they would never admit that they want, because it's so contrary to everything and anything that they've ever held out as being important to them. They will never ever admit this, but the truth is, more than anything, what a woman wants a man to do in a relationship is to protect her from herself, because she has an awareness of the chaos that exists in her head. She knows how emotional she can be. She knows how vindictive and angry she can get. She knows how she can behave in ways that are unacceptable socially, irrational, emotional. She understands that she has depression and anxiety. She understands that she can become neurotic, that her neuroticism can take over the relationship. And if you allow her to control your relationship, if you allow her to be the leader in the relationship, she will feel extremely insecure and uncertain. She will not want to be in that place because she is fearful of what she will do. On some deep and profound level, she recognizes within herself that she needs some kind of boundaries placed around her so that she doesn't allow these chaotic impulses to run rampant in her life. Because if you don't put restraints around her, if you don't put up boundaries, if you don't create a safe space for her to exist and to be her full feminine, she will destroy your entire life and everyone around you. She is like Godzilla. She will literally make everything in your life much more miserable. You cannot express weakness. You cannot express insecurity. You cannot express any kind of emotion or state of mind that would make her believe that you are not in control and are not 100% capable of sorting out whatever problem you're dealing with. If you have an issue in your life, if you're dealing with something at work, you're dealing with something with a coworker, your boss, whatever, if there's a potential threat to you losing your job, you can never let her believe that you're not in control of this situation. Because if she thinks that you don't have 100% autonomy and control over everything that's going on in your life and in her life, she is going to feel scared. And the minute she starts being scared, she's going to start acting out in ways that are going to be counter to your having a healthy relationship. She will destroy your life. There's no question about it. So don't think that you're getting into a relationship with a woman to find nurturing and love and sweetness and all that. I mean, you are going to get some of that, but you can never allow your masculinity to drop away. You have to maintain a masculine energy in that relationship through leadership, through healthy leadership. I'm not saying you should be a tyrant, but you've definitely got to maintain that healthy leadership so that she feels like you're always in control. Because if she feels like you don't have control and that unsafe feeling starts hitting her, she's going to start getting all hypergamous on you, and she's going to start looking for other ways to sort things out. But in the meantime, she's going to become critical and judgmental and angry and resentful, and she's going to try to take control of the relationship. She's going to think you don't have what it takes to do the job. She's going to emasculate you. All those things start to happen. And the reason they happen, more than anything, is because the man went into the relationship believing that they were equals, that they were on the same level. And maybe in some ways they are. I mean, you obviously have equal rights, you can vote and all that bullshit. But within the dynamics of the relationship, you are not equal. You have to be the leader. You have to be the strong energy that provides safety and security for her. And more than anything, you have got to be able to protect her from the worst part of herself. Because that worst part of herself, she has no control over, and it will come out and it will dominate if you allow it. If you let it happen, that worst part of her will come out. That's why so many guys, they get to the end of their relationship, at the end of their marriage, and they'll say, "That's not the girl I married. She's not the one that I wanted. She was not, I don't know what happened to her. You know, she went completely off the rails." And I completely know she did. I believe it 100%. But part of the reason why she went off the rails is because you created the opportunity for her to do that. You created a chance for this crazy person to show up. you've got to keep the crazy in the box, man. You can't allow the crazy out. If the crazy comes out, man, it's hard to put it back in. It's like Pandora's box. Once you open it, yeah, and the crazy gets out, it's hard to get it back in there, because she's going to, it's like a fear reaction. You know, it really is. It's a fear reaction that pops out. And then she just wants to take control, because she doesn't want to feel afraid. She doesn't want to feel uncertain about anything. She wants to feel like you've got everything under control. And if you give any indication that things aren't copacetic, that things aren't completely locked down, then she's gonna let the crazy out, and then you're gonna be in big trouble. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who's having trouble interpreting a woman's behavior, please share it with them. Anyway, till next time, remember, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.